USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The School District of Philadelphia announced it's returning to a mask mandate for all students and staff within the district, citing an increase in COVID-19 cases throughout the city. Students and staff will now be required to follow the district's mask policy, which began on Monday, according to a district-wide announcement. The leaders of the United States, Japan, Australia, and India are meeting in Tokyo for a second in-person summit of the Indo-Pacific Quad grouping. At Tuesday's meeting, leaders are discussing climate change, technology, maritime surveillance, as well as the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It should be noted, India, which has close ties with Russia, has yet to condemn Moscow's invasion. Two Iranian military pilots died after their F-7 fighter jet crashed on Tuesday near Anarak in the central part of the country. Iran has a poor air safety record. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Workers in one division of Activision Blizzard, the major video company behind popular franchises such as Call of Duty, Overwatch, and Candy Crush, have voted to join the Communication Workers of American Union. The employees unionizing are 28 quality assurance testers at Raven Software. Bad behavior at the Southern Baptist Convention over the decades are being revealed.
An independent report is outlining the mishandling of sex abuse allegations within the Southern Baptist Convention. The Guidepost report says survivors of abuse by clergy repeatedly shared allegations with the SBC's executive committee, only to be met with resistance, stonewalling, and outright hostility from some on the committee time and time again. One of those survivors, Anne Marie Miller, told PBS NewsHour that the report's findings isn't a shock to her.
I'm so glad that tangible steps has finally occurred after decades of this, but reading the report, unfortunately, nothing was really a surprise.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
NASA's Boeing Starliner Starcraft will wrap up its landmark test flight to the International Space Station with a touchdown in New Mexico on Wednesday evening at the U.S. Army's White Sands Missile Range, 6:49 p.m. Eastern Time. The Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Newsmax weighs in on the Biden administration handling of the inflated economy and their open border policy.
Look, I don't know whether we're going to hit a recession or not, but things are dramatically different than they were a year and a half ago when gas was around $1.87, when inflation was in the 2% range and had been for decades. He's done as much in a year and a half to hurt the economy and make it harder for Americans to afford living here as any president in my lifetime. Yeah, I know if I go out of the country, I come back, I have to get a negative test, and they haven't let me back in if I had COVID. So, you know, the idea that they're going to appeal this is not surprising. They've done everything possible to make it easier for the cartels to bring as many people here as possible, as fast as possible. And with it, this is no different. Title 42 is sort of the last vestige of federal law protecting us. And the Biden administration is seeking to get rid of that last hope for us, and we're going to keep fighting.
In the National Basketball Association conference finals last night, the Boston Celtics tied the series at 2 games apiece after beating the Miami Heat 102-82. Tonight, the Dallas Mavericks host the Golden State Warriors, trailing in their series 3-0. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.